1380 WPHN.
And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHN.
All right, Wednesday morning, 7:40. Our time's cold out there. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Those of us that were born in the United States, I think, tend to take our citizenship for granted. I know I do. I know a lot of people do. If you weren't born here and you gained citizenship, it means a lot to you. And that's really at the heart of what's being discussed now with President Trump's travel ban, his crackdown on immigration. Temporary, though it may be, it's causing a lot of concern and worry for a lot of people. Our next guest is well-known in the community, has a long time had a dental practice here, has done a lot of community fundraising. She's got a great family, wonderful kids, and that's who we usually talk about when Dr. Rhonda Jundy-Saman is here. Dr. Jundy, thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What does this travel ban mean to you?
It means a lot of concerns. It means shaking my world, really. I am originally from Syria. I moved here over 26 years ago. I do have a citizenship for over 20 years. However, I'm leaving the country in 2 weeks, and I am very fearful that I will have issues coming back to my home, because this is home. The idea that someone calls it not home for me just because I was born somewhere else is very disheartening and very painful, to be honest.
According to the letter of the law, and by the way, this is still being argued in front of judges, so
Correct.
We don't know what the outcome is going to be, but it does state that if you have citizenship here, you can return here.
Correct. So in my situation, I'm obviously luckier than many friends of mine who, whether they have permanent residency or visas or parents of ours with this turmoil in Syria, there's a lot of those parents, they want to come and either stay with us or just come and visit their grandkids that are unable to do so. In my specific situation, even though the law says the U.S. citizens do not have to have a problem, however, a lot of them are being detained in airports for hours, not allowed to use their cell phones, not allowed to call their attorneys. You hear cases. Is it the law? No, it's the way that, you know, the chaos is happening and the way they're executing laws in different states, which ends up having me being advised, actually, by many people, many lawyers, that I need to connect with an immigration attorney, which I have. Talk about the stress on top of everything else going on, to find an immigration lawyer, to know what they're doing, not to mention the cost of those attorneys. To leave the country with all that worry in my mind that really should not be there.
The reason for the ban, as stated, is to keep the country safe from people that might want to come in and do us harm.
Correct.
20 years ago, when you gained citizenship here, tell us a little bit about that whole process.
Again, I always say I'm one of the lucky ones, thankfully. I was a little girl. My uncle had moved here years before that, and it used to be that the uncle can pass the citizenship paperwork to their siblings. So they gave it to my mom. My mom gave it to us. Thankfully, my parents had that vision when I was a little girl that one day I'm going to travel and get my further education somewhere else, possibly the United States. So they really worked on my paperwork since I was a teenager. So as of age 15, I had my permanent residency, which made life a lot easier for me. When I finished dental school in Syria and I came and moved here, I already had a permanent citizenship, permanent residency, and then it was a matter of living here, paying taxes, and then you get your citizenship. So it wasn't as hard for me, but all the stories about people getting visas or student visas to come and study here to follow the American dream, it's not an easy situation to get. It's not a, you sign a paper and you apply, and 2 weeks later you get the paperwork signed. It was a very lengthy, complicated procedure since then, and it only got harder and harder over the years.
And we see it on the news all the time, the difficulty in getting here, the extreme vetting process that goes
major. And the refugees, and I know there's a lot of, you know, stories about the refugees, but the refugees have far more complex vetting than anybody else. That can take up to 2 years, anywhere between 18 months and 24 months for the vetting process to be done.
This travel ban has a real ripple effect through your whole family, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I have a brother that lives in England with his kids that have been born in Damascus, but they grew up there as little kids, and they can't visit me. And it's very disheartening. It's very disheartening to know your immediate siblings cannot come and visit. And this is really a very emotional topic for me. It's very personal. I would much rather talk to you about Case for Kids and
I know that.
Bond
I got to
campaigns.
Thank you for coming in and talking about this and sharing it.
Because it does touch you personally. Yeah. And I do hope, even though I do want, obviously, security in this land that I call home as well as any other American, obviously this is a very important priority, but I think the way it's being handled is not the correct way.
What is your hope as this is being argued in federal court? What do you hope happens now?
Unfortunately, the damage is being done just by talking about it, just by making me different than anybody else, by making those hardworking Syrian in origin or whatever country in origin living here, working hard, wanting to follow their dream and working as hard as anybody else, being singled out. That's very hurtful and that's going to stay for a very long time. Whatever happens in the court, obviously, if they make it so those people that at least already have a visa or already have established some kind of vetting that they can be allowed, because not everybody is a criminal just because they came from a certain nation or a certain religion, then life might be a little easier for all of us on this end.
You're still planning on making your trip?
Oh, I have to. It is not a vacation. It is a business family event that I need to attend to support my family. And yes, I am going. And actually, I have a meeting with an immigration lawyer today from Detroit.
It's unfortunate that it has to come to that.
It is. It really is. It's sad times for us.
We wish you all the best. We appreciate you coming in. I know this is a tough topic to talk about, but we appreciate you shedding a little
light on it. Thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me at least voice my opinion.
We'll do it again sometime. We'll do it again soon. Dr. Simon, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Dr. Rhonda Jindy Simon with us on WPHM. 7:48 traffic update. Look at the weather forecast, too. Coming up next here on WPHM.